It is Thursday, May 1st, 2008. This is Radio Free Burrito, episode 12.
Hipsters, flipsters, and finger-popping daddies, knock me your loads.
Well, hello, all you beautiful people. It is Will Wheaton, and it is time for another exciting action-packed episode of Radio Free Burrito. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of time with me today. Today's episode is basically an excuse to play Jonathan Coulton's song, The First of May, one of my favorite of all of Joko's songs. So on today's show, we are going to have some classic WWDN reading and music by my good friend, and by good friend, I mean internet acquaintance, Jonathan Coulton. All that, and actually not much more, right after.
And now it's time for news. Dateline Moss Landing, California. This small seaside community on the shore of Monterey Bay has been invaded and taken over by hundreds of angry sea lions. Harbor officials estimate there are more than 400 sea lions on a dock which has been closed. A sign on the dock has been presented to residents, which reads, "Do not approach, vicious sea lions." Reached at the White House for comment, American President George W. Bush said that he would immediately invade Venezuela to prevent the sea lion incursion from increasing. Quote the president, "We must fight them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here." Bully, Mr. President. Dateline San Diego. This weekend, May 3rd and 4th, actor Will Wheaton will be performing from his books The Happiest Days of Our Lives at various locations. And that's the news.
Now hands that do dishes can feel soft as your face with mild green fairy liquid.
Have I mentioned before how easily amused I am, especially with myself? Well, just in case I hadn't, I am very easily amused, especially with myself. The iTunes sound effects that I got from the .Mac Jampack download thing have, it's been kind of like giving a loaded gun to a baby who's on crack who likes to go into a shooting gallery and just see what he can hit. That's right, I want you to think of me as a baby with a gun on crack, because that's the kind of image I'd like to leave. That's my legacy. All right, as I said at the beginning, basically the whole reason I put this podcast together was so I would have an excuse to play Jonathan Coulton music, including one of my favorite Jonathan Coulton songs of all time, The First of May. I'm going to warn you, in case iTunes did not, this is exceptionally, wonderfully, gloriously, beautifully not safe for work. It is also dedicated to my dear friend, Michael Burns. Happy spring, goat fucker.
This morning, I had a scone and a large house blend. Then a little conversation with my squirrel and chipmunk friends. I said I'm sick and tired of winter, and I wish that it was spring. Then a little fella named Robin Redbreast began to sing. And he sang, "Ooh, child, what'd you think of cold? Gonna last forever. Ooh, child, now's the time for all the people to get together outside. 'Cause it's the first of May, first of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside." I thanked him for the information. I cried a little when he flew away. I watched an episode of The People's Court and I tried to plan my day. Called up my old lady, she wasn't home, so I called my girl. asked her if she'd like to join me as I entertain the world. And I said, ooh, child, I'll bring a blanket and I promise I will brush the ants off. Ooh, child, you're gonna like it when we're digging each other's pants off outside. 'Cause it's the first of me, first of me. Outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. So we went to the park together. We were walking in the midday sun. Met all kinds of people and we fucked everyone. We fucked the lady who sells ice cream. We fucked a man with a tan Sharpay. Everyone who needed fucking, well, they got fucked today. So come on, ooh, child, open your mind and your heart. Feel the spirit moving through you. Child, you feel the warmth of the love when I stick it to you outside. 'Cause it's the first of me, first of me. Outdoor fucking starts today. Bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. Fucking outside. Fucking outside.
Radio Free Burrito and its sponsors remind you that if you get caught fucking outside, you have no one to blame but yourself. Picks or it didn't happen. Ew, gross! Hey, speaking of picks, how about one more from Joko? This is Flicker.
There's a small town in the mountains where the streets are wide and still. There are children making angels in the snow. Sunset paints the sky at night. An old man works by candlelight. A tiny baby smiles and waves hello. In the cold gray light of dawn, an eagle flies. And the men are happy wearing matching ties. A pair of poodles, a broken finger will not bend. Soup with noodles, female Klingon's drunk boyfriend, a sexy lady. This party's better than it seems. Warren Beatty, dear sleeping giant panda, pleasant dreams. Dentist, a place to get some pie. A rainbow floats above a waterfall. Ferris wheel, a carousel. The landlord never learned to spell. Someone put graffiti on the wall. Atop the Christmas tree, a shining star. Wires rocking out on air guitar. A freight train passes. Someone's grandma owns a gun. A dog with glasses. A strange balloon man has too much fun. Thumbs up for Slurpees. If you're receiving, then you're not gay. A case of herpes. As it turns out, the eye patch is A-OK.
For the three of you who don't know, Jonathan Coulton did this magnificent and very inspiring thing called The Thing a Week. He did, well, I guess he did, you know, 50 of them. He would be very upset if I said 52 because he points out that he actually didn't do a total of 52 for various reasons. But anyway, I managed to talk a lot without actually saying anything. I should be president. Anyway, so he did this really awesome thing. Every week for a year, he did a different musical creation, and that's how we got things like Re Your Brains and Tom Cruise Crazy and some of the just absolutely classic things. You can buy all of the Things a Week in a glorious box set that I got at PAX last year, or you can listen to all of them on his website, but of course I encourage you to go and give him money because he's awesome. But this is what he says about that song, Flicker. He says, this is a super special video edition of Thing a Week. I'm going to interject my own opinion here. This is the 14th thing he's done. He's only been doing this for a couple of months when he does this this song, Flicker. I think it's very daring for him to do what he did with it. He says, some of you will no doubt be watching this on the new video iPod you got for Christmas. Remember when the iPod videos were new? The rest of you, maybe you shouldn't have married a cheapskate. Good point, Jonathan. I won't explain too much about it here, except to say that it's an example of what Creative Commons licensing makes possible. I was able to do this without calling any lawyers or receiving any cease and desist letters because all these photos were published on Flickr with a Creative Commons license that let me know it was okay to use them in this way. No doubt you finished your Christmas shopping already, but if you forgot to get something for the world, maybe you should take a moment to CC license something you created and release it into the wild. Well, you know, this is from 2005, so my 2005 holiday shopping is totally over, but Jonathan, every episode of Radio Free Burrito is released Creative Commons into the world, as are all of my photos on Flickr. There will be a link in the show notes to the video version of this song, which is just fucking hilarious. I've seen him perform this song live, and the photos play on a monitor behind him, and you actually see the things that that he's singing about, and they're just super funny and super awesome, and he's just a great guy. I'm so impressed with him. Hey, did you hear, do you hear Ann and Nolan in the other room dropping shit? Because I do. I said at the beginning of the show that I was going to give you a little WWDN flashback, a classic WWDN flashback. So here is something from May 23rd, 2004. This is excerpted from a entry called Misty Morning. All right. I'm going to pick this up. I am with Ryan and Nolan. Did I say this is from 2004? Well, it's from 2004. I'm going to pick this up where I'm with Ryan and Nolan. Ryan would be 13 at this time, and Nolan would be 11. And we are going out to dinner together. We were seated in the last booth on a wall of booths behind a table of five teenage girls. Nolan was oblivious, but Ryan sat on the tide. Let me start over. Pretend that didn't happen. We were seated in the last booth on a wall of booths behind a table of five teenage girls. Nolan was oblivious, but Ryan sat on the side facing them so he could appreciate the view. The funniest moment of the meal was when one of them recognized me as that guy from that movie, which is really weird because they probably weren't even born when it came out, and all of them began softly singing Stand By Me. Okay, look, I hate that. When I was a teenager, girls would see me and start singing that all the time, and it always made me feel like a sideshow freak. I used to like that song, but it follows me everywhere. I swear, 3 out of 5 times when I go shopping, it comes on the Muzak. It's on the oldie station on the radio all the time, and the Pennywise version was even on Fungus on XM recently. Man, that follows you everywhere, Ryan said. Yes, it's haunting me, I said. What's following you? Nolan asked. The stench? Now, I have no idea where he got the stench. Actually, that's not true. I know exactly where he got the stench. Or why he said it with capital letters. So I shook my fist at him and laughed. I'll stench you, mister, I said. Both of them looked at me. Yeah, I don't know what it means either. How about if I just embarrass you both in front of the table of hotties? I took a deep breath and struck a dramatic pose. Ryan jumped like he'd been shocked with a cattle prod. No, it's cool, he looked across the table. Nolan, ixnay on the inch stay. There was some serious giggling from us after that, enough to compete with a table full of teenage girls. Actually, maybe I shouldn't be too proud of that. We finished dinner and made it home just after 10. Nolan was asleep as we pulled into the driveway, but insisted that he wasn't tired, so he wrapped himself up in my geek blanket and sat on the floor while we watched Ghostbusters on TV. He was asleep before the first commercial, and I was asleep soon after. I woke up drooling on the arm of the couch right around the time Dickless shut down the containment grid. Ryan was still awake, so I let him watch the rest of the movie and went back to my room. "Remember to turn the TV off," I told him. "Can I sleep out here?" he said. "Yeah, that's fine. But Riley will probably be licking your face at 7. That's okay. I love you, Will." "I love you too, Ryan. Sleep well." "Remember this," I thought, as I let my head settle down into my pillow.
Radio Free Burrito.
You know, when I finally get around to merging WillWheaton.net and WillWheaton.net in Exile, I'm going to have to go through a lot of that old stuff and put it all together and record it. I think that would be cool because, you know, I mean, didn't even rehearse that, and I really like the way that it came out. With a little bit of work and practice, I think that I could put together something that totally wouldn't suck. So I've got time for one last song before I think this just becomes me going, check out all this awesome music from Jonathan Colton. And then I gotta sign off and upload this son of a bitch because I've got to get my shit in order because I'm going to San Diego this weekend. If you happen to hear this Thursday or Friday, as many of you know, I will be at Mysterious Galaxy on Saturday, and I will be at the Stone Brewery on Sunday. And I think the Stone Brewery thing is going to be kind of like shows I used to do at Acme, where maybe 2/3 of the audience are my friends, because all my friends were like, wait, hold on, you're going someplace where there's going to be beer? Oh, we are so there. Really, friends? You'll drive to San Diego to hear me because there's beer, but you won't come to Hollywood because there's not? Okay, hey, you know, totally works for me. In any event, last song from Jonathan. This is one of my other absolute total favorites. I saw him perform this when he came and did a show in Hollywood last year, and I will not get to hear him do this live when he does a show here in May, because I'm going to be out of town and I'm going to miss it. I'm very unhappy about that. But this song is absolutely hysterical. It's funny because it's true, and he performed it on Hollywood Boulevard across the street from one of those crazy Scientology loony places. So please to be enjoying Tom Cruise Crazy.
Tom Cruise is so in love with Katie. At least all his people tell him so. And while he thinks that she's a very special lady, it's probably not the way he'd choose to go. But a lifetime of longing looks would cause too much distraction. Good thing that he's not gay anymore. Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise crazy. Just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Tom Cruise's troubles, you might be Tom Cruise crazy too. You'd flash your big white shiny smile, you'd buy expensive shoes, but you'd be the only man on earth who couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Oh no, you couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is always getting older. He knows he'll never be that young again. And when Tom Cruise looks back over his shoulder, he sees 1,000 younger leading men. And he knows someday he'll have to play an old retarded grandpa while someone younger plays his sexy son. Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise crazy. Just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Tom Cruise's troubles, you might be Tom Cruise crazy too. You'd flash your big white shiny smile, you'd buy expensive shoes, but you'd be the only man on earth who couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Oh no, you couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise hopes somewhere there's a place for him.
he's not of this world anymore. Somewhere in some secluded castle, poor Tom Cruise sits staring at the wall. And the outside world is always such a hassle. Sometimes he won't go out at all. There are millions who know his name. Everybody loves him. Why is it that he feels so alone? Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise crazy. Just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Tom Cruise's troubles, you might be Tom Cruise crazy too. You'd flash your big white shiny smile, you'd buy expensive shoes, but you'd be the only man on earth who couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise. Oh no, you couldn't enjoy Tom Cruise.
You know, of all the cults in the world, Scientology is one of them. So, anyway, thank you very much for spending a little bit of time with me today on Radio Free Burrito. I hope to be saying hello to some of you face-to-face this weekend down in lovely San Diego, and hope that you will be enjoying Jonathan Coulton. He is off on tour right now. He's got tour dates on his website. He's coming to Los Angeles. I think it's May 10th, and I'm sad I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be at SuperCon in lovely San Jose, California. But he puts on an absolutely fantastic show, and Pollen Storm, who opened for Jonathan and then provides some accompaniment on some of his songs, are absolutely fantastic. It's difficult to say, I'm going to see Jonathan Coulton, because you're not. You're going to see Jonathan Coulton with Pollen Storm, who are just great. You will have so much fun at their shows, and they're full of geeks. So if you like geeks, and you like music, and you like guys with beards, well, you should come see me this weekend, but there won't be music. But if you know, if the music is an integral part of that, then you should really go see all of them. As always, my name is Will Wheaton. This has been Radio Free Burrito, episode number 12. Hope you all have a magnificent future. Thanks for listening. Bye. Radio Free Burrito is produced in Los Angeles by Will Wheaton, who has a surprisingly creaky desk and a very creaky chair. Come on, seriously, how can I be expected to do podcasts in this creaky environment? What am I, on the spooky old house show? Radio Free Burrito is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution share-alike license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org. Radio Free Burrito lives at feeds.feedburner.com/WWDN. Or willwheaton.typepad.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.